Life may not always go your way, and every once in a while you might have a bad day, but I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. The sky turns dark and everything goes wrong, run to me and I'll leave the light on, and I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. For as long as I live, there will always be a place you belong here beside me. Heart and soul, baby, you own me. And I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. It's still gonna snow, and it's still gonna rain. The wind's gonna blow on a cold winter day, and I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. You're safe from the world, wrapped in my arms, and I'll never let go. Baby, here's where it starts, and I promise you now, you won't ever be lonely. Here's a shoulder you can cry on, and the love you can rely on. For as long as I live, there will always be a place you belong here beside me.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Dr. Anthony Fauci, formerly the government's top infectious disease doctor, will testify publicly for the first time in 2 years.
A subcommittee has released a transcript of closed-door interviews with Fauci in January in which he was questioned about whether he knew about former colleagues allegedly skirting public records laws. In one email exchange, a former colleague wrote to another, "There is no worry about Freedom of Information Act requests. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private Gmail or hand it to him at work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble."
ABC's Allison Kosick. Hunter Biden's trial opens in federal court in Dover, Delaware today. He's charged with lying when he purchased a gun in 2018. One person killed, 24 wounded and injured in a shooting in a large outdoor party in Akron, Ohio. No arrests. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From grown-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouthwatering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. June milk up 11 to 1947, July up 45 to 2031, August up 49 to 2053. September up 48 at 2041. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 194, 40-pound blocks at 181, no trades on the day. Cash butter up 6 to 309, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 116 and three quarters, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 41 and a half, no trades on the day. Triple-digit losses in the cattle markets as lingering heavy technical pressure drove the cattle markets lower as the complex was disappointed to see cash cattle prices develop at weaker money and also a poor export inspections report. Meanwhile, hog markets moved up mostly higher after the export inspections report was mostly higher on the day. Traders were comfortable moving slightly higher due to that export inspections report. June live cattle down a dollar to 181.55. August feeder cattle down 267 to 256.40. June hogs up 37 cents to 94.35. Corn and soybeans mostly lower as planting should be set for a better finish as the forecast opens up for the first week of June after the rains to end the month. Wheat markets lower on profit taking. Also, Matif milling wheat prices fell off of the upper end of the range again, along with the dollar trading at the higher end of the trading range. July corn down 2.5 to 446 and a quarter. New crop down 4 to 467. July beans down 4.75 to 1205. New crop down 5.5 to 1184 and a half. July wheat in Chicago down 2.5 to 678 and a half. September down 3 to 699 and a half. Minneapolis wheat was slightly higher. July up a half to 742 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 394, July 397, new crop 412. Cash beans at 1135, July 1135, new crop 1105. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 418 and a quarter, July 416 and a quarter, August 411, new crop 417. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 416, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 393, new crop 412. Cash beans 1130, new crop 1109. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 406, new crop 417. Cash beans 1120, new crop 1099. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 423, July 425, August 418, new crop 422, cash beans 1178, July 1182, August 1165, new crop 1125. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 393, new crop 412, cash beans 1132, new crop 1109. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 195, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 175, market cows 110 to 135, bulls 134 to 161, calves 200 to 950, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 138 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 195 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy through the afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, with a high tomorrow right around 83. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it like, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Taking earthquake and time.
tried to teach me. It wasn't that varsity baseball coach. I kept on telling them locker room jokes. It was Bobby Ann Mason back in high school. She was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in back of Bobby Ann Mason? If Bobby knew her history, Bobby knew her French, Bobby knew how to keep the boys in suspense. She teased with a touch, she teased with a kiss. I was 3 long years being teased by a pretty Miss Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. In the class, me, I graduated closer to last. Bobby went to college, she got a degree. I got a guitar so I can sing about me. And Bobby Ann Mason, back in high school, she was way too cute. She was way too cool. Divides, time subtracts, takes away your hair, takes away your jump shot, but it ain't gonna take all the memories I've got of Bobby Ann Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Alone again tonight, without someone to love. Stars are shining bright, so one more wish goes up. Oh, I wish I may, and I wish with all my might, for the love I'm dreaming of and missing in my life. You'd think that I could find a true love of my own. It happens all the time to people that I know. Their wishes all come true, so I've got to believe there's still someone out there who is meant for only me. I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. It seems like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky? I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. I sit here in the dark and stare up at the sky. But I can't give my heart one good reason why. Everywhere I look, it's lovers that I see. Seems like everyone's in love with everyone but me. Guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. It seems like someone else keeps getting what I'm wishing for. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? Oh, I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star. Why can't I be as lucky as those other people are? Oh, I guess I must be wishing on someone else's star.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian White, Someone Else's Star, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region with some areas of showers and storms as well. More rain as well expected today. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we have our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy in from Canada on a program that is watching feral pigs in Canada and tracking them into the United States. We'll have more with Dennis here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Alfalfa weevils have appeared. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Alfalfa weevils are making their way through alfalfa fields in Wisconsin and other states. Randy Welsh of Forge Genetics talks about the pest that's making its presence felt.
They're basically an insect pest that develops with the heat units going north. So we started with alfalfa weevil probably 3 weeks ago at Kansas City area, then moving north through the plains and up through Missouri, Iowa, and then now finally here in Wisconsin. So they're a heat unit driven insect. Once we get to about 400, 450 heat units, they maximize their activity in egg laying, and then the worms come out or the little weevils come out and start feeding on the alfalfa.
As the weevils develop, they're very hard on alfalfa fields.
Basically, what they're doing right now is eating the leaves, the material between the veins of the leaves. They cause a process called skeletonization, and that skeletonization leaves the vein material and the stem material, of course, and the little weevil weave in and out, if you will, of the veins. When you look at the field quickly from the field margin, it looks like it's almost frosted because all you see is the veins that are left. But they are very destructive.
If farmers find weevils hanging on to first cutting alfalfa or falling the first cutting into the windows for second cutting alfalfa, it's time to break out and insecticide.
the course of action would be to spray the field with an insecticide. Our choices are a little bit limited. We have several products on the market from various vendors here with the Winfield Cropland Forage Genetics Group. We'd have a group of insecticides that would be available, and those are basically quite effective. We did lose Lorsban legally. We did have reinstatement of Lorsban, I guess, for one more year through the EPA, but we do have some Lorsban that's available, and that would be a product that we'd highly recommend for weevil control.
He says the most difficult part of alfalfa weevils is controlling them once they reach the adult stage.
The most difficult part is controlling the adults. The adults we really don't control very well. Once the weevils immature, what we call pupate, then they basically go into suspended animation and don't cause really any problems for us the rest of the year until next spring when they mate again and the little worms come out and do the damage in first crop. So they're basically a now you see it, now you don't type insect.
That's Randy Welsh with Forage Genetics. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy through the afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, with a high tomorrow right around 83. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Taking it for a ride. Bye, 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 my baby, bye, bye.
did my best to win the part. Now I'm leaving here with what's left of my heart. Bye-bye, I'll catch you later. Got a lead foot down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina and Bye Bye here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, we have 18 young writers named as state finalists for the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. And over 1,400 students authored essays for the competition, which is being sponsored by the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, Fork Farms, and We Energies. Now, the state winner is going to be announced in July. From District 4 in the fourth grade category, it's Wisconsin Super Strawberries by Rosalia Dahl of Cochran Fountain City. Meanwhile, from the fifth grade class, we have Strawberries, which was written by Madeline Breedow from the Pepin Area School District. And so she is a finalist as well. And in District 9 from fifth grade, Cranberry History in Wisconsin by Clyde Score of Tiffany Creek Elementary in Boyceville. So congratulations to those folks and good luck in the essay contest. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week, the U.S. Meat Export Federation held their spring conference in Kansas City, Missouri, with a focus on strategies to boost international demand for U.S. beef and pork cuts that just aren't as popular here at home. I'll have the details when we come back. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants across the country are keeping a watchful eye on the agronomy for your acres. After recent rains in western Kansas, consultant Dustin Fritzmeyer has farmers looking ahead to their post-emergence chemical plans.
As soon as the corn gets in the ground, we've got some guys that are wanting to hit a one-pass program, and so they're going to front-load their herbicide, their residual chemical, and they're going to get that into the field to prevent those weeds from coming up. Other guys that may be in a two-pass program that have got their initial pass once the corn's been planted, they're going to come back in 21 days after that initial application and make sure they get that residual application done again. And so what a great time to be thinking about a product we have called Radiate. It's a plant growth hormone that's really designed to build up a robust root system, getting those roots deeper into the ground. It's accessing more water, more nutrients, making those things available to that plant to really set it up for its best yield potential later in season.
To learn more about the full suite of Nutrien products, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has a simple mission: to increase the value and profit opportunities for American beef, pork, and lamb industries. One effective way to do that is to boost international demand for cuts of meat that aren't as popular with American consumers, and that was the focus of the Federation's spring conference last week. Lorenzo Elizalde, USMEF's Director of Trade and Marketing in Mexico, highlighted innovative promotional campaigns, such as mobile training programs and month-long promotions for cuts like U.S. pork loin and beef knuckle. These initiatives work to educate importers, distributors, and consumers on the versatility of U.S. pork and beef, which can significantly boost their market presence. In Peru, a research effort aims to promote rotisserie pork using the loin rib end, and in Colombia, we're introducing new dishes like beef liver brochettes with pineapple to the market, which can diversify the use of beef liver. Japan is another key market where efforts are underway to expand the use of U.S. pork loin through a new roast pork initiative. This program teaches Japanese consumers who typically don't have ovens how to create roast pork dishes using U.S. pork loin slices. The majority of Japan's chilled pork imports are loins, which are mostly sold thinly sliced for popular Japanese dishes. On the beef side, Taiwan's beef import market is highly competitive and price sensitive. So there, the USMEF has been working to promote alternative U.S. beef cuts, focusing this year on the outside round flat and the top round. Educational seminars help importers and food service customers to understand the versatility and potential of these cuts, creating new dishes and, again, working to expand their use. But for all the excitement, prices for U.S. meat need to be affordable in those importing countries, and tariffs or trade barriers can keep U.S. product out of grocery store shelves. Several presenters discussed the importance of free trade agreements to build connections with importing countries, and I'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference when we come back.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference last week, CEO Dan Hallstrom talked about the financial impact of meat exports, noting that in March alone, exports of pork added $71 to the hog carcass value, and beef exports boosted fed cattle returns by $455 per head, a sign, he says, that global buyers value quality U.S.-raised meat. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. Girl, woo. don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways, just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world. Y'all, I'm still a Mississippi girl. Woo! Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways, just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around this world. That's alright, 'cause y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl, Mississippi girl,
stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain, but when I get that foggy feeling, what am I feeling now? If I don't keep my head, I may drown. But it's hard to keep believing I'll even come out even while the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain, but there'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. And I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, to ride the wind and dance over a king. I'm no stranger to the rain. Stranger to pain.
cloud behind me. That's how the man designed me. Ride the wind and dance in the hurricane. I'm no stranger.
A nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I work down at the pizza pit and I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base, but there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Of agriculture, I'm Brian Winikins. Despite concerns that China's buying or leasing all the farmland in the U.S., a new Cornell-led research project shows that's not the case. Using a federal data set of more than 40,000 foreign investments in U.S. agricultural land as of 2020, Wendong Zhang, assistant professor and extension economist at the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, shows that countries classified by the federal government as adversaries, such as China, only held 1% of the roughly 40 million acres of foreign-owned farmland. The top foreign countries in terms of ownerships of agriculture land? Canada, which owned about a third, much of that in Maine and Michigan forest land. While foreign ownership has increased steadily over the last two decades, long-term leasing is the main driver of the increasing foreign interest, and many foreign transactions are related to renewable energy development. USDA announced it's taking several additional actions to ensure the health and viability of the nation's livestock and poultry. The agency added an additional $824 million in emergency funding from the Commodity Credit Corporation to bolster the efforts. It's also launching a new voluntary H5N1 dairy herd status pilot program to give producers more options to monitor the health of their herds and move cows quickly while providing ongoing testing and expanding USDA's understanding of the disease. The main benefit for farmers who enroll in the voluntary pilot program is they can prove their herds are free from H5N1 with results from a National Animal Health Laboratory Network facility. If the herds test negative for three straight weeks, farmers will be able to move animals without additional pre-movement testing currently required under the federal order. Producers from participating states can begin enrolling this week. The Energy Information Administration says ethanol output reached its highest level in almost 2 months, while inventories dropped during the 7 days ending May 24th. Production rose to an average of 1.068 million barrels a day, up from 1.019 million a week earlier. The agency report says that's the highest level since the week ending March 29th. The Midwest, which produces more ethanol than any other region in the country, saw its production rise to an average of 1.007 million barrels a day, up from 94,000 a week earlier. Now, ethanol stockpiles during the week ending May 24th were reported at 23.207 million barrels. That's the lowest since December 15th. The American Lamb Board is kicking off its new summer promotion highlighting delicious and nutritious American lamb. ALB is recruiting 9 consumers from across the country who love to cook and entertain those summer parties and compete in the Lamb Ventures Grill-Off. Consumers can sign up to participate in one of 3 categories: patio party planner, fit foodie, or outdoor adventurer. If selected, applicants will throw a party for 10 friends in June. Competitors will craft a lamb dish and menu, host a themed party, and capture photos to be submitted to the American Lamb Board for public voting beginning July 1st. Now, the Lamb Venture Grill-Off is a way to inspire consumers to grill American lamb for summer gatherings, says Jeff Ebert, ALB chair. The host with the most votes wins the grand prize at Dream Culinary Prize Pact, valued at over $1,000. Black's Valley Egg Supply in Durand has received a $4.9 million grant from USDA's Fertilizer Production Expansion Program. The program provides grants to independent business owners to help them modernize equipment, adopt new technologies, build production plants, and more. Black's Valley Egg Supply will use the grant to help offset the costs associated with construction of a new dry fertilizer production and storage facility just north of Durand off of Highway 25. When the new facility is operational, Black's Valley expects to help increase fertilizer production by 33% per year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds are going to hang around for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy through the afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, with a high tomorrow right around 83.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. It's Sunday.
Sam's place. It starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away.